Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Pei Aleph. We're learning Li'ilui Nishmas Perla Kohn, Perla Bat Reb Amram Azuloi. Full of the Shamas we learn for Shavu'ot and Aliyah. Now, Baruch Hashem, yesterday's share we already did more than half of the Daf of the Omer Aleph, and we begin in some of the Oz V'Hodah new Gemaras. It's by the one dot that is found about a little bit more than halfway down the Daf, with the words Ula Rav Yossi. According to the opinion of Rav Yossi. Now, in yesterday's shiur Rav Yossi, we learned the following. He said, in regards to a person that was on the seventh day of the Zayin Nikiyim, let's say a Zov who was counting Zayin Nikiyim, and had already started the seventh day, so he had Miktsasayom Kakulo, so Rav Yossi's shita was that this person is now tar, because we say Miktsasayom Kakulo. And if that person were to see a discharge later that day, it would only be Tame Mikanu Lahaba. At least on a deraisa level. We said on a derabbanan level, he holds in mafreya humitame, but on a deraisa level, he would be tar, because mikan ulahaba is when this tumah that he now gets, the discharge, is going to take effect, because he had mixes ayom kakulo, so the zayin nikim are completed. So according to Rav Yossi, hashtod yom mikan ulahaba humitame. So then, in the braisa that we brought down yesterday, where we said that it's only lemeis bilvad, that it's only Tumas Hatahom for a mace, that is the din of Tumas Hatahom, Lemutemai, what is it coming to exclude? It's not coming to exclude, according to Rav Yossi, the concept of Tumas Hatahom de Ziva, because he holds Mikanu Laba. There is never, according to Rav Yossi, this Tumas Hatahom of Ziva, because it's always only Lemafreya concern, and he doesn't hold that it applies Lemafreya on a derisive basis. So therefore, what else could it possibly be if it's not coming to exclude the Tumas Hatahom of Ziva? Nivshot Mino, we could answer the question that we asked yesterday. What about the Kohen who's Meratza? And he gets Metame by Tumas Atahom. So we said the Baalim are able to be Meratza by the Tzitz for Tumas Atahom of Tumas Meis. But what about the Kohen? So let us learn from Rav Yossi, since he doesn't need to exclude Tumas Atahom. He's not contrasting with Tumas Atahom of Ziva. So Nivshot Mino, the Kohen, let him learn that the Kohen is also included in this din of Tumas Atahom. Vutrilo Tumas Atahom. And therefore, why don't we say that? So Gemara says, no, we don't. Amre lo olam bibalim. Then in fact, that Bryce is not talking about the Kohen, the Bryce is talking about the Balim. And therefore, you can't come to learn anything about the Kohanim from that Bryce. It's only telling us that the Balim have a din of Tumas at home from Tumas Meis, and when they bring in the Korban Pesach, they are going to have the Tzitz be Meratza for them. The Kesavar, because this opinion holds, ain sholchtim v'zorchen al tomei sheretz. Because Rav Yossi holds that for a Tumas Sheretz, you can't say, well, just because he's going to be Torah that night and be able to eat the Korban Pesach, that we're allowed to be Shechti in the Korban Pesach and doing the Zrika of the Korban Pesach on Yudalit in the day when he's still Tomei. So Rav Yossi holds, Ein Shochtim Mizorchen Al Tomei Sheretz, and therefore, this is coming to exclude V'Yitzrich Lima'ute, it's coming to tell me that Tumas Sheretz is going to be excluded. So there is no din of Tumas Sheretz by the Tahom, but there is a din of Tumas Meis by the Baalim, and therefore you can't tell me anything about Tumas Meis of the Tahom for the Kohen. So we don't come to an answer for that. Now the Gemara asked the question that I alluded to yesterday, which according to Rav Yossi, who says that the only time you have this concern with Ziva is Lekanu Lahaba. So if it's day 7 of the Zayin Nikiyim, and the morning has come, so he has Miktsasayom Kakulo. So now in this situation, there is no more concern of retroactive Tumah on a Derais level. It's only Mikanu Lahaba. So according to Rav Yossi, as soon as you start any day, there never is going to be a retroactive concern for that day. It's only Mikanu Lahaba. So according to this understanding of Rav Yossi, we have a major problem. El Rav Yossi, Zovo Gemura, how could a woman ever become a Zava? Because what happens, in order for a woman to become a Zava, she has to see 3 days in a row during the Yud Aleph Yom. Now, we're in the Yud Aleph Yom, and on day number one of the Yud Aleph Yom, she sees. Oh, boom, that's day number one. Now, the next morning comes, and boom, she doesn't have any discharge the following morning, so then that's called Mitzasayom Kakulo, and she's no longer considered connected to yesterday's day. Now, even if she sees later on the second day of the Yud Aleph Yom, that's the first day of the discharge. It's not connected to the real first day of the discharge from yesterday because Miktsasayom Kakulo. So according to Rav Yossi, when you only say that the Tumah is Mikanu Lahaba, so every single woman would never be able to become a Zava Gedola, because how could she ever have 3 consecutive days in a row? Because as soon as the next day starts and she has even one moment of the day where she is not seeing, so then it's Mixas Yom Kekulo. She's Tahora for that day. It knocks off the Shomeris Yom Kineged Yom from yesterday. And any further discharges she sees that day are going to start new as day one. But it's not going to be day two. So how can you ever have a Zava Gemura according to Rav Yossi? So one gives two obvious answers. The first one is Bishofas. If she has a continuous discharge, so therefore she never has Mixas Yom Kekulo. It's present at the start of the day because it's a continuous flow. So yesterday's flow keeps on flowing throughout the day, throughout the night, and starting to the next day. She never has Mixas Yom Kekulo, so therefore that's day number two, and the same thing will happen with day number three. Alternatively, Vayisema, Kigon, Shiruasa, Koshde Bein Hashmashos. It's possible, let's say, for example, she sees on Saturday night going into Sunday. She sees during the entire Bein HaShemashos period of time. So therefore, that counts as 2 days. Her first day is Shabbos, Saturday, and then her second day is Sunday, because she saw for the 2 days. You don't have Mixas Yom Kekulo. And then Sunday counts, so now she sees between Sunday and Monday the entire Bein HaShemashos period of time. So therefore, there never is a Mixas Yom Kekulo in these situations, and that's how she could become a Zava Gemura, according to Rabbi Yossi. Now we ask the following Shaila. By Rav Yosef, the Amora, Rav Yosef, asks the following question. Is the Kohen Hamaratze B'tomid Hutra Lo Tumas HaTahom or Lo? If the Kohen, who is doing the Ritzui for the Korban Tomid, he's doing the Zrika for the Korban Tomid, and he came into contact with Tumas HaTahom without realizing it. So now, is his Avoda on the Tomid good or not? Hutra Lo Tumas HaTahom or Lo? Now, we just said Imtim Selomar Kohen Hamaratza Bekarbono Seyem. We just said, according to the opinion that holds, that the tzitz is maratza for the Karbonos Pesach and the Nazir's Karbonos. That's the way Rashi understands it. The Marshal deletes the parentheses here, which says, Beferish from Nazir Yosef Pesach, but that's what Rashi says. Mustama, the Marshal, is deleting it. That's why it puts in parentheses, because it probably wasn't in the original text. But that is the way to understand it. Certainly, that's what Rashi says. So if, in fact, you tell me that the tzitz is maratza for the Kohen who brings the korbanos of the Nazir and the Osa Pesach, and we say, Hutrulo Tumas HaTahom, this Kohen is going to be able to do the Avoda. The tzitz is maratza if he did the Avoda on the Nazir's korban or on the Osa Pesach. So then, do we say, what happens if this Kohen does the Tumid? Kohen maratza b'tumid mai. Do we say miyamrino and kigemira tumas atom bepesach bitomid lo gemire? We only say it for the carbon pesach and the nazir, but not for the carbon tomid, or maybe not. Odilma yol of tomid bepesach. Or we already pointed out there are connections between the carbon tomid and the carbon pesach. So therefore, just like it's good for the carbon pesach, it's also good for the kohen doing the carbon tomid. So that's the question that Rav Yosef asked. I'm a rabba. Rabba says it's a kabbal chomer. Uma b'makum shelo hutra. In a situation where tuma that is known is not going to allow you to bring the carbon. For example, you cannot bring the carbon pesach via tomei as a yochid. And likewise, a nazir cannot bring his korbanos if he is tomei as a yochid. So therefore, in those situations, b'makom shelo hutra lo tuma yedua, in a case where a valid, bona fide tuma is not going to be pushed aside, nevertheless, hutra lo tumas at home, but for both the osei pesach or the person who's a nazir, his korbanos, if they were made Betuma, because of Tumas at the home, are good. So certainly, Mokum Shehutrelo Tumah Yidua. Certainly, in a place where if the majority of the Tzibur is Tumah, you are allowed to bring the carbon Tumid. It's a carbon Tzibur. As Rashi points out, Hecha the Lekot Tahorin, if there are no Torah people around, so then, Mokum Shehutrelo Tumah Yidua, by the carbon Tumah, where Tumah Yidua is allowed to bring the carbon Tumid. So certainly, we turn to the Omid Beis. Einodin Shehutrelo Tumas at the home. So certainly, there, you should be allowed to have the Kohen be Meratza if he was Metame with Tumas at the home. Where says Lav Davka? Amre, they said no. Umi Dainon Kavu Chomer Me Alocha. Are you allowed to learn out a Kavu Chomer from Alocha L'Moshe Misinai? Because the din of Tumas at the home is Alocha L'Moshe Misinai. And you can't learn out a Kavu Chomer to a Alocha L'Moshe Misinai. Where do we know this? For Tanya. It says in this Brisa that you cannot learn out a Kavu Chomer from Alocha L'Moshe Misinai because there was a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva in regarding whether a revius of dam is going to be metame in a house. So he said the following kal v'chomer to Rabbi Eliezer, his Rebbe, and the response to that is recorded now here in the Gemara. V'atanya, amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer responded back to Rabbi Akiva. He called him his Talmud, Akiva. And Rashi points out what this machlokus is in the Dibra Masu Mid Daininon. So you're looking by the two dots in the middle of the Rashi. He says, "The Relezer Rekiva Maseches Nazir, the Marin Hossam Revi is Dam Ein Hanazir Megaleach Amago Bial Maso." So the halacha there that was brought down was that if the Nazir touches a Revi's Dam from a mace, that doesn't make him Tamei mace, that he should have to go and do a Taglachas Tuma by touching it, or even if he was carrying it. And Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Elazar's Rebbe, why not? There's a Kal v'chomer. The Kama Rabbi Akiva, Kal v'chomer. Uma etzem kisora. The size of a bone that's the size of a barley corn. She'ein mitame odom ba'ohel. It's not mitame an odom in an ohel. It's not considered a significant amount to be mitame in an ohel. It's only mitame b'magor and masa. Hanazir megaleach ha'magor v'yamasa. Yet a nazir is mitame if he touches it with he touches it, or if he carries it. So therefore, it's not matami ba'ohel, but it is matami b'maga and masa. So Revi is dam, which is matame odom ba'ohel. According to Rabbi Akiva, Revi is dam is matame in an ohel. So ain't no din, shanozim megaleach ha'magov yamasa. So certainly, kal v'chomer, that you should be megaleach if you touch it, or if you carry it. And that's now where our Gemara responds. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer tells his Talmud Rabbi Akiva, Etzem kisora is a halacha. It's halacha l'mosh mi-sinai. As Rashi says, Etzem kisora shanoz megaleach ha-magov ma-so, it's halacha l'mosh mi-sinai. Being cause of the Torah, it's not written down in the Torah that that's the case. Revi is dam, ata balumo bimen of a kavachomer. And you want to learn how to kavachomer from Revi is dam, ain't done in kavachomer, halacha, elamidavar, cause of the Torah. You can't learn it out. And that's what the Gemara says over here. He tells his Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, Esim kisoros halacha, Revi is dam is a kavachomer, ain't done in kavachomer, me halacha. So, therefore, we have the same problem over here, that how can you learn out that the tzitz should be meratza for a kohen who came into contact with Tumas Atom by the Korban Tomid. It's the Kal v'chomer, but it's learned out as a Kal v'chomer from Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. So you're right, the Gemara says, Elom Arova, that's not the right way to learn it, not through the Kal v'chomer. We learn out the connection between the Korban Tomid and Korban Pesach. That just like the Korban Pesach, if the kohen, according to the Man D'Omer, says Imtim Silomer, which is how we pass it. We normally have an Imtim Silomer, that's how we pass it. So if, according to the Man D'Omer, it says Imtim Silomer by the kohen who is doing the Korban Pesach, there's a Ritzui, if he was in contact with Tumas at the home, the Tzitzis Meratzeh, so to over here, by the Korban Tomid, the same thing applies, but not because of a Kal v'chomer, because of Gzei Rishava that we had previously, Yolif Moado, Moado mi Pesach, and this Gzei Rishava is working by a Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, Gzei Rishava does work by a Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, and therefore, that is the source for the Kohen, who brings the Korban Tomid, who became into contact with Tumas HaTahom, the tzitz is Meratza. Now, the next piece of the Gemara is going to be very, very funny. It's going to be seemingly totally out of place, and that's because it is out of place. The next piece of the Gemara was actually learned before the piece that we just said, that it's Allah L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that Tumas HaTahom is able to be Meratza by the tzitz, and the Avoda is good. But right now, before we had this conclusion, that it's Allah L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, the Gemara is asking, for Tumas HaTahom Gufa Hecha Kesiva. Gemara doesn't know yet it's Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. That's going to be the conclusion. But right now it's asking, is there a source to say that Tumas HaTahom is in fact a pasuk in the Torah, derived from a drasha? So I'm going to be a lozer. Rabbi Elazar says, yeah, there is. On my card, a pasuk says, L'chiyomus meis olav. It tells us by the Nazir that if a person should be dead next to the Nazir, so what does that mean? If a person is dead next to the Nazir, it has to be b'mechuveres olav. It has to be clear and apparent that the person is dead next to him. And that is not Tumas HaTahom. It's only Kiyomos Meis Olav. If only if it's clear, it's obvious that the Nazir came into contact with this Tumas Meis, as opposed to Tumas HaTahom, which nobody in the world knows about, and therefore it's not Mechuveres Olav. So this is the source, according to Rabbi Elazar. Where it says, okay, great, Ashulchan Nazir, so you found me the source of Nazir. What about Osa Pesach, Minola, and how about the Korban Pesach, if the Balim, or the Kohen, according to the Imtim Silomar, if they are Tomei from Tumas HaTahom, how do we know that they also are the Tzitzis Meratzeh? So Gemara says two answers. Amar Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says it's based upon the following pasuk. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, "Bederech rechoka lochem." The end of the pasuk says, "If you are in a derech rechoka," but the beginning of the pasuk says, "If you're tamei tumas meis." So therefore, we use this hekish over here between the tumas meis and the derech rechoka, and we say the word lochem, which is found by Derech Rechoka, but it's not found by the first part of the pasuk, tome lo nefesh, obederech Rechoka, so the lochem, at the end, the bederech Rechoka, lochem, lochem koi nami atome. Rav Yochanan says it goes on both. It has to be mibuchuveres lochem. It has to be just like the derech over here is known to you, so too, it has to be lochem, has to be also, the mace has to be known to you. That's Rav Yochanan. Rish Lakish says it has to be kiderech. He says straight out, it has to be kiderech. It's not from the word lochem. Ma derech begalui, af tumma nami begalui. Just like the road is open and visible and clear, so too the tumma has to be open and visible and clear and can't be tumma at the whole. So we have three reasons over here. Rabbi Elazar, the first pasuk, ki yomus meis olav. Rav Yochanan dashes the word lochem, and Rish Lakish dashes the word baderech, kiderech. Now, we're going to question all three of these and reject all three of them and come to the conclusion that it's really Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Because Gemara says all three of these are problematic because of the following Braisa, Meisve. The Braisa says, Ezehu Tumas HaTahom. Define for us what Tumas HaTahom is. So the Braisa says, Koshlo Hikir Bo'echad B'Sofa Olam. That nobody knows about this mace, even at the far end of the world. Nobody knows about this dead person buried over here. But if even one person in the whole world knows about this, ain't it Tumas HaTahom? You can't call this Tumas HaTahom. Tumas HaTahom, by definition, is nobody knows that this person Nebuch is buried over here. Now, this is going to be problematic for all three opinions. According to the first opinion, Rabbi Elazar, who said from the word Olav, b'michuveres Olav, it has to be that the Nazir, the dead person, is next to him, Olav, and it has to be clear like that. So this means Adi Adahu, the Nazir is the only one that has to know about it. So what does it mean? Anybody in the world? What does that have to do with them? According to the first opinion that we gave from the pasuk b'derech rechoka, according to Rav Yochanan, that it's from the extra word lochem. Rav Yochanan d'yomar lochem means b'michuveres lochem, has to be clear to you. So adi yodei botrein. So you have to know about it. Two people, because lochem is plural. So therefore, adi yodei lochem. So two people have to know about it in order for it to fit this definition. And according to Reish Lakish, who said it has to be clear like a derech, the Rishon Lakish d'amar kiderech, so then, ade yikuli alma, the whole world has to know about it. So none of this fits in with the definition of, if even one person at the end of the world knows about it, it's not called Tumas HaTahom. So therefore, all three of these psukim, or the derivations of these psukim, are knocked off, and we're left with no source for Tumas HaTahom from a pasuk or a drasha. And therefore, the Gemara concludes, El Tumas HaTahom, Hilchos Gemira Law, as we said originally, is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and all of these psukim that these Amoraim brought down, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, Ukra Asmachta B'Yama, these were all Asmachtas and not real Durashos. Now the Gemara continues, says, Amamar Baravashi, Maravashi said, Lo Shanu, Elo Shinoda Lo Li'achas Riko. When can the tzitz be meratzah on Tumas HaTahom? In all the scenarios, according to all the opinions, it said it is meratzah for Tumas HaTahom, either by the Balim or by the Kohen, depending on the different shitas. The only time it's meratzah is Lo Shanu, Elo Shinoda Lo Li'achas Riko. You did the Shrita, you did the Zrika, and only then do you find out that you were in contact with Tumas HaTahom. Because in that situation, Tchi is Darik Dam. At the time that you did the Zrika, Shapir is Darik. You had absolutely no reason to think that you couldn't. You were perfectly tar at that point in time. But that implies, I will know that lo, lifnei Zrika, lo miratza. But if you were to find out before you did the Zrika, that you in fact had passed over Tumas HaTahom, and you were metame because of that Tumas HaTahom, and even though you did the Shrita, but it was before the Zrika, lo meratza. It's not going to be meratza for you. That's what Marba Ravashi said. But we're going to question this. Meisve, we're learning another brisa, seemingly that's not true. The next brisa is a brisa that deals with a person lying across the road. So he's l'rochvo, he's across the entire road, a dead person, and there's no way to pass this road without going over this dead person, the grave of this dead person. So Amotze Meis, Mushkav L'Rochbo Shel Derech. It's very important that it's across the entire width of the road. If it was parallel to the road, so then you could actually get by this road without Lav Davka automatically going over the Meis. So then it would be, as Rashi points out, a Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim. The roads are Rishus HaRabim, and it's a Sofik, did you go over the Meis or not? If it's alongside, if it's parallel to the road, so then it's Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim. Sofik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, Sveiko Tohar. So here we're talking about it's L'Rochbo. The road is definitely has the mace perpendicular to it, and therefore the mace is going over the entire road. There's no way to go over this road without passing over the mace. So When you're dealing over here with truma, you're carrying truma, or you're going to become tummy yourself, and then you can touch truma. So in regards to truma, any truma you're carrying, or if you were to touch truma afterwards, would become tummy. However, lenazir v'yoseh pesach tohar. But for going for carbon for a nazir, or for a person going for a carbon pesach, then he is tar. Lenazir v'yoseh pesach tar. Now, when we say he's tummy for a regular person for truma, or for the nazir v'yoseh pesach he's tar, the words tame and tar are going forward in time for future. The chol tame v'tar lehabahu. So this is saying that this person is still tar, even though he passed over this tumas at the home. So the nazir and the osa pesach, even though they know, they're allowed to go and bring their carbon pesach, their carbon nazir, because it's tumas at the home. And this therefore says, even if they know about it, avol no de lo. So there, it's before the Zrika, it's no the low, and it's Maratza. It's good, they're tar. Kashon Marba Ravashi. Of course, says you're right. Ela'iyat Marhochiyatma. You have to qualify things a little bit more. When Marba Ravashi said his statement, he said in the following scenario. On the Marba Ravashi, Lo tema no da lo li acha zrika hu de maratze. I will know the lifting Zrika, lo maratze. No, don't understand Marba Ravashi saying that if it's before the Zrika, that you find out that you were over this tumas at the home, then it's no good. But if it was after the Zrika, then it's good. Don't. That's not what he's saying. Elo afilu nodelo lifnei Zrika maratza. But even Marba Ravashi says, if it's before the Zrika, but as Rashi points out, and Tosu says Rashi's right, if it was after the Shechita, albeit it was before the Zrika, you're still allowed to continue and do the Zrika, even with this Tumas at the home. And that's because at the time of the Shechita, you were allowed to do this. And once the Shechita was done properly, you did not know about it at the time of the Shechita. So then even Marba Rav Ashi holds, like this Brisa that we just brought down, that once the Shechita was done, Bitara, even though now it became known before the Zrika that you had passed over Tumas at the home, the Aloch L'Moshe Misinai says in that situation that the Nazir and the Osir Pesach, it is going to be good even before the Zrika. If you know about it, you can still do the Zrika as long as the Shechita was done. Now, we go back and dissect this a little bit more. Gufa. We're going to quote the entire Gemara that we just said. Hamotzi meis mushkav l'roch mushal derech. The Braisa says, if you find the mace across the entire width of the road, in other words, it's impossible to pass through this road without going over the mace, so l'truma tomei, we said if you're carrying truma, the truma is going to become tomei, or you're going to come tomei, and if you touch truma, you'll make the truma tomei. But the nazir, the osir pesach, they are tar, they would be fine, because of the din of truma of tumas hatahom. Now, here we continue the Braisa. This is all we had until now, but now we add on a number of caveats. Under what circumstances are we saying that the truma is tamei she'ein lo makom lavor? It's impossible for him to go and not pass over the mace. But if the mace was, let's say, along the length of the road, the mace was in a way that it didn't cover up the entire road, and now it's only a suffix, did you or did you not go over the mace, in that situation, then af l'truma tohar. Because here, as Rashi, I said, pointed out before, this is where he points it out. This is a suffix tuma rishus harabim. Did you or did you not go over the mace in this rishus harabim on this road? And suffix tuma rishus harabim sveiko tohar. Furthermore, we qualify this brisa. B'medvar mamur, under what circumstances do we say that if there was no ability not to pass over the mace, you definitely passed over the mace. We said that the truma is tamei. It's only shemitzo sholeim. That's if the body, nebuch, was not cut up in any way. The body was intact, so therefore you definitely had to pass over the body, and that's why the truma is tamei. However, avo mishubar, if nebuch, the body, was broken up, umuforuk, or dismembered in some way, so then, in this situation, it was broken up into its component parts, into its prakim, so in this situation, you could have possibly passed through there without necessarily going over the mace. And therefore, this is again, sofik tum rishus harabim, sofik tum rishus harabim, sveko tar. Therefore, tar. Why? Because shema, bein haprakim lavai, because you probably passed through in between the dismembered parts of the body. And therefore, you're not going to become automatically tamei. But if all the dismembered parts of the body were in a grave, in a coffin, or a kever, so then in this situation, even afilu meshubar mefarik, even if it was broken up or dismembered, then you become tamei, because hakever mitzarfo, shakever mitzarfo, the grave makes it all together as one, and even the spaces in between the dismembered pieces of the body since they're all enclosed in the same grave, so it's all considered as one tumah, and therefore, even if you didn't literally go over the mace body itself, but you went over the grave that it was in, so therefore it's mitzarefit, it combines it all together, and you become tummy. Furthermore, we qualified further that when we said that maybe you went in between the limbs, if it wasn't inside a grave, and therefore you're not automatically tummy, it's a sofik tumah v'shesarabim, b'medvar mamurim, do we say that? That's if you're walking by foot, b'mahalik b'raglov. Because a person walking by foot, mistama, he may not have gone over any of the different parts of the body because they're dismembered and they're far enough apart. However, Abul Tod, if he's carrying something, so he's bent over, and therefore he's taking up, so to say, more of the road, or Rochav, or if he's riding on something, which again takes up more of the road, in this situation it's impossible that he wouldn't have passed over some parts of the body, and therefore he's Tameh. Because Lefisha Mahalik Biraglov, Efshe Shlo Yiga, Lo Yael. Because when you're walking by yourself, it's possible that you walked in between the parts of the body and you didn't actually make an ohel over them. But if you're torn, if you're carrying something, so you're bent over, or the item that you're carrying is going to pass over it, Abul Ton, or Rochon, if you're riding on something that's a much larger animal, you definitely pass over the pieces of the mace, so it's impossible, the Efshar, Shlo Yiga, Lo Yael. It's impossible for you not to have gone over it in some way, either by ohel over it, or by actually touching it, or the Gemara in Nazir tells us shloyasit, that you didn't move it in some way, and that would also make you tamei meis. Furthermore, we qualify it one more time. When do we say that the Nazir and the Oser Pesach, they're considered tar, even they definitely passed over it because it's tumas at the home, b'medvar mamurim b'tumas at home. That's only talking about, as I pointed out already, b'tumas at the home. However, avo b'tumah yedua, if it's talking about, there's a big sign up here and says, here lies so-and-so, so then, in this situation, of course they're Tameh. It's not a Sofek anymore in this situation of Tumas at the home. So Tumas at the home, Rashi said previously, is like the status of a Sofek. So here it's a real Tumah Yedua, so of course they're going to be Tameh. Now, what is the definition of Tumas at the home? Bezoi Tumas at the home. So that's what we said before. Koshlo hikir bo echa b'sof olam. It's as long as not one person in the world knows about it, that's called Tumas at home. But if there's even one guy that knows about it, Abul Hikr Bo Echa B'Sof Olam, even one guy at the other end of the world, the guy in China knows about this grave somehow, Ein Zeh Tumas at home. Then it's no longer called Tumas at home, this is called Tumah Yedua, and this special dispensation, this Halacha Moshe Mesinai, doesn't apply. Exactly. What makes something a tumas at the home that we can say that nobody knows about it? Well, you can't ask every single person in the world, you know about this. So it depends. Mitzo, if you find this grave that is hidden underneath tomun, it's hidden underneath beteven, some sort of straw, ba'ofar, that's dirt, or tsroros, pebbles, so then these things, mistama, could have fallen on it without anybody seeing this nebuch dead person. And therefore, the earth that's covering it up, the pebbles or the straw, certainly, it could be that nobody knows there's a body underneath it. I raise that to Masatom, and that could qualify for this din. But if it's in the water, b'mayim, or b'afel, or in the darkness, or b'nekike haslayim, or in the cracks inside stones, so then that's not called Tumas at the home. Ain't it Tumas at the home? Because as Rashi points out, in this situation, somebody could know about it. And therefore, if somebody could know about it, they would be able to know that it's there. And it's possible that somebody in the world knows about it. So in these scenarios where it's in water or in darkness or in the holes in the stones, so then it's not called Tumas at the home. The lo amru Tumas at home elo meis bovad. And here we have the concluding statement, and we said this Tumas at home is a unique din by mace alone, as opposed to the other possibilities like we talked about Tumas sheretz or Tumas ziva of tahom, or as we said maybe it's coming to teach us the din of the kohen as well, the kohen who's doing the zrika on the carbon. So that was a complicated sugya. Baruch Hashem, we start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Nitma Shalem Orubo. If you have the Korban Pesach, and it was shechted properly, the Zrika was done properly, and now, unfortunately, parts of it became Tameh. Either all of it became Tameh, Nitma Shalem Orubo, or a majority of it became Tameh. In this situation, Sarfin Oso, we forced the owners to go and burn it, where publicly, Lifnei HaBira, in the area of the Beis HaMikdash known as the Bira, and they use the Beis HaMikdash's wood. They don't have to pay for the wood themselves. They're allowed to take the wood from the Beis HaMikdash, but they have to burn it publicly. The Gemara will explain, we're making a knas on this person. How were you so careless as to have this become tameh in its majority or all of it, and therefore we make you publicly burn it? Nitma miyuta, but if only a small part of it became tameh, so then in this situation, your mistama didn't do anything terrible. You weren't careless, and therefore in the situation where only a small part of the Korban Pesach is Tamei Or. Anything that's left over, the Nosar, for the next day, that has to be burned. So in these situations, either the Miut that's Tamei or the Nosar, Sarvet Nosar B'chatz Hosein, they're allowed to go burn this remainder of the Korban Pesach, or the Tomei part of the Korban Pesach, in their own chotzer, or Al Gagosein, or on their rooftops, where they're eating the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. And in this situation, they don't have to go bring it to the Bira, but they can burn it right where it is. But now, Meyatzei Atzma, they have to take their own wood. They can't go take the wood from the Bira. So they'll get a benefit. They don't have to do it publicly and be possibly embarrassed. So they just burn it right there where they're eating it. You're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach any place within the walls of Yerushalayim. But here, if they're not burning in the Bira, they have to take their own wood. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, those people that are misers, they're cheap. Hatzaikonim, the people that are very exact with their money, sarf no soul of the Bira. They take it all the time to the Bira. They say, hey, I'll save myself the $5 firewood. And Bishul Leonos Me'atzei HaMarocha, because they're legitimately allowed, legally allowed, to go use the Atzei HaMarocha if they burn it in the Bira. So they'll say, I don't mind getting embarrassed. I don't mind doing it publicly. As long as I save the $5 for the wood, I'm happy camper. So these are the Tzaikonim, the cheap people, the misers, so they are allowed to do this. Murray asks, why do we make, if it was nit mashali maruba, why do we make you burn it in the Bira? Why can't you burn it like if it was nit mamiyuto in your own chotzer, in your own rooftop? So my taima, so Murray says, Amar Rav Yossi bar Chanina kidei levayishon. This is to embarrass the person. He should have been more careful and shouldn't have let it become tummy. And therefore, hopefully next time he'll remember how embarrassed he was and next time he'll be more careful. Mishnah said, Nitma Miyuta V'chule, we said, if only a minority of it, however, became Tameh, or the Nosar, that you'll have to go burn in your chotzer or on your rooftop, but you have to take the wood from your own house. Or Minu, but this seems to contradict the following Mishnah that we had early in the Masechta. It said over there, V'chei Mishi Yotzim Yerushalayim, if somebody was leaving Yerushalayim at any point in time, V'niskar Sheyesh B'yodo Basar Kodesh, he realized that he had some shlama meat. He made a roast beef sandwich and he forgot about it. And now he has this roast beef sandwich and he's left Yerushalayim. And now this is Yotze, and it is a problem. It has to be burned. So Gemara says, if you left Yerushalayim and you notice that you still had some carbon meat with you, so it depends where you are. Imavar Tzofim, if you pass the area of Tzofim, we had a machlokas earlier in Masechta, does it mean a specific place, or is this like a radius that's drawn around Yerushalayim? In any event, when you reach Tzofim, so then Tzofim Imkomo. We don't make you go all the way back, but you're allowed to go burn it right there in Tzofim. V'im Lav, but if you haven't yet reached Tzofim, then we make you come back. And we turn to Pei Beis Amud Aleph, close it, you got to go back. When you go back, sorrowful of Nehabira, Meyatze Amarocha. But now that you go back, you burn it where? In the Bira area, in the Beis HaMikdash, and you're allowed to use the wood of the Marocha. Now, that din was learned out even for a minority of the carbon. As long as it was a Kezias, we said you have to go back. Now, Kezias is a very small part, but we made you go back even for a Kezias. So in our Mishnah, we said you only burn it the Bira if it was the majority. But in the previous Mishnah, in the Masechta, we said you burn it even if it's only a Kezias, you have to go back to burn it in the Bira. So seems to be a contradiction. So we'll give three terutzim. Amar Rav Chama Bar Rukva, Rav Chama Rukva gives terutz number one. He says, Lo Kasha, it's not a problem. Kam Biach Sinoi. Earlier on, we were talking about in the Mishnah dealing with a person who was a guest, and therefore he doesn't have any of his own wood. So therefore, he has to go back to the Bira and go burn it in the Bira because he has no wood. But in our case, we're dealing with a person who's a balabais. He lives here, and therefore he has his own wood. So we don't make him go to the Bira. The first guy had to go to the Bira because he had no wood. But the balabais, so if it's a small amount, if it's the miyuto, we don't make him go to the Bira. That's teres number one, Rav Chama Bar Ukva. Teres number two is from Rav Papa. Rav Papa Amar, no, both of them are talking about visitors. So why earlier on do we say you have to be chozer even for a kezias, miyuto? And in our Mishnah we said you don't have to be chozer if it's miyuto. A small amount, you can burn it right where you are. So he says, Kan shehichset baderech. In the case that we described early in the Masechta, he was already on the road, and therefore we make him come back. Kan shelohichset baderech. But here he's not on the road, and therefore, when the person is coming back, so we give him, so to say, for his troubles for coming back, we let him burn it with the wood of the Bira. But this guy's in town, he hasn't left his house, so we're not going to give him the benefit of using the wood of the Bira. He can burn it right where he is. Third teretz, Rav Zvid Amar. No, Liolom Kidomami Kora. The first teretz that we said is right. Kam Biachzenoi, Kam Balabais. We're dealing with two different people. One's a visitor and one is a balabas over here. And the Afa Gav Lohirse Bhaderech, even though if you're talking about the Achzenoi, he hadn't yet gotten out of the road, he's allowed to come back to the Bira and go burn it by the Bira. The reason is because he's a guest. And Achzenoi, given the Lesle, Aso Kitsaikonin. The traveler, the achsenoi, the guest, so he doesn't have wood on him. Who carries wood with him when they go someplace? So therefore, we allow him to burn it from the bira because he doesn't have wood. And we treat him as if he was a miser. The misers are always allowed to go, so this guy should be no worse off than a miser. And we let him use the wood of the bira. He doesn't have any wood. The miser has wood, just as a miser. So if we let the miser go, we're certainly going to let this guy go too. And that's what we learned in our Mishnah, that not Hatzaikonim, the cheap guys, the misers, tsar for no soul of Ne'abira. We let them go burn their nosar or the miutame by the bira. Bishul lehonis miatzei amarocha, to give them the benefit of saving the wood. And therefore, the guests should be no worse than these misers. With this, we conclude today's shir.